BeMore's92Q.com. Kiki Brown holding it down on a Saturday. And I hardly ever get celebrity guests to hang out with me on a Saturday afternoon. But, of course, I'm friends with you. We've spoken before. Mm-hmm. So we just got that type of connection. Adrian Marcel.
You know it.
What's good with you?
I'm great because I'm sitting here looking at you.
Aw. Yeah. You just know how to
you
bring
kinda
it.
Like, you making this sunshine come out of these clouds
and
rain.
I don't see no
rain.
Sun.
But see,
cool.
You can't
I'll
see from
it.
My eyes right
oh,
now.
Oh, is it
it's
different?
Sunshine
oh,
in here
okay,
right
okay,
now,
okay.
You know what I mean?
I got you. I got you. I appreciate that. Congratulations on the new single. We are banging
Thank
it
you.
Out, Love
Thank
Zone.
You. I love y'all, but y'all always support, though.
Yeah.
So it's
It's but you got to support something that's real.
Thank you.
I don't
Thank
support you. Anything that's, you know, that you add water and,
yeah.
you know, has substitution. So you bring
yeah.
the real.
Thank you.
You bring the
Thank
real.
You.
So I appreciate that. And last time we talked about your single 2 a.m. And now you have the new single, Spending the Night Alone.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, we're banging it, Love Zone. The ladies are loving it. Now, yeah. is this a makeup, a breakup song? It is a love song, I was saying to you
right.
Behind the
right.
scenes, but right. why don't you tell us about the single? Let's
you know,
get that part out of the way.
You know, honestly, the song is, it's the reason why I love it so much is because it's so universal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to look at it like it's heartbreak. You know,
right.
there's people who come to me and been like, oh, I want to make love to this song.
Right.
It's like, it makes you want to make love?
Yeah.
Okay.
Really?
Kinda,
okay.
Right. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, hey,
I mean,
that's
whatever floats your boat, you know? And I like that to be the case. I don't want it to be in a box of where
mm-hmm.
it has to be heartbreak. It has to be painful. It doesn't matter. It's
mm-hmm.
for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you take from it, it's like looking at a artwork
mm-hmm.
on the wall. It's
mm-hmm.
like someone can draw three lines. And you could sit there and try to figure out what it means.
It's your own interpretation.
But it's your own interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. So
yeah. Do you feel that music like Spending the Night Alone or 2 a.m. and your other singles from the album put you in a box?
No. I think that's another reason why we went from 2 a.m. to something like Spending the Night.
Okay.
You know, it's before you can put me in a category,
mm-hmm.
let me jump out.
Yeah.
Let me move. Let me bounce around. You know, I'm very versatile.
Mm-hmm.
I like to be that way. I've always kind of prided myself on that. And I think that I just want to hold on to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with everything I do, whether it's music, any kind of entertainment, whatever, is that I don't want people to feel like they have to think, oh, he's going to be here. No,
yeah.
It doesn't matter what I do. Just know that Adrian Marcel will be 100% in it. It's not like I'm going to do this genre of music
mm-hmm.
to appease this genre
just
of people.
Genre of people.
No. It's I'm doing this, but I'm going to bring that feel that you always feel.
Mm-hmm.
To this.
Do you think that is the secret to success as far as longevity is concerned?
I think the secret to success and longevity is just believe. Number one, believing in yourself.
Yeah.
You know, number two, not being afraid
mm-hmm.
to show
mm-hmm.
how strongly you believe in what you believe, you
right.
know, and the work.
Okay.
The work that goes into it, you know,
having
so
positive people around you, as
positive
well,
people around
and
you,
and a good product is that work.
It's so much around just the music,
yeah.
you know. People hear the like I said in one of my songs on the mixtapes that people only hear the record.
Mm-hmm.
They don't get to hear what went into it.
Yeah.
They don't get to see what went into it. You know, some of your favorite songs had a
story behind
terrific,
it.
you know, horrific story behind
right.
it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's. But at the same time, that's what, for me, that's what my music has been. I've always made music out of love and pain. So.
But then you have artists that come out with music, and I don't know if you want to comment on it, but you have artists that come out with music that's just enough or right enough for this moment. I believe you write music that's not just
right.
for this moment, but
right.
it's for something in the future.
Yeah, I think that it's all about what you feel. I don't judge nobody. Like
right.
I don't have a problem with no artists who do that because everything is necessary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, history repeats itself. So you go from a time where we want the real. You want the Marvin Gaye
right.
and the Al Greens
right.
and the Bill Withers. But then you go to a time where you want just turn up.
Right.
It's not right now. I don't want to hear the soulful right now. Right now I need to be turned up.
Mm-hmm.
Right now I want to party. You know, and then after we get out of that phase, it just comes right back. You
okay.
need some real again. So everything has a purpose.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna knock nobody because they make something that worked right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's something has to work right now. We can't wait, you know, 2 or 3 years for something to come up that catches our attention, you
mm-hmm.
know? And I think it's not only the music, it's the audience sometimes. Like audiences
what
today are they need so much music.
Right now. It's, I need it right now.
Okay, you gave me this album.
I don't want to wait in
now
line.
Now I need another
album.
I need another album.
We got to leak it. I need this.
But
I need
it's internet. It's not the artist. It's internet stuff. It's so accessible now.
Yeah.
Like, before, you had to wait on this album.
Yeah.
This album's not dropping.
Does that take you take it away from being a true artist, though? Because you have Spotify, you have YouTube, you have all these other outlets that kind of give artist, could take away the power from the artist
and the true music.
I put all this talent, all this time into my music, and in a click, all my artwork is gone. It's not taken seriously. So is that pressure on you as an artist?
Nah, not at all, because it's all about what you're doing it for.
Yeah.
I do it for the love.
You know?
Now, mind you, yes, I need to make a living.
I need to make some money,
of course. But at the same time, you know, I love what I do. I love to make music.
Mm-hmm.
And I love to feed people's souls, you know, because I've been hurt and in love. And I had music to help me through all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's how we keep this world spinning. You know, we need to fuel it, fuel the love, fuel the pain that gets us to the next love.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it's, I don't think it hurts me because I don't, again, put myself in a box.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
You can go
download whatever you want because you just need to hear it. Because once you hear it, it's in there. It's like putting it in your veins. It's there.
Mm-hmm.
So eventually, you're gonna have to come out and go pay for this concert because you want to see it. You have you wanna go to the next level of it. You know what I mean? So it's just all about what you do it for.
And I commend your label who support you in that, because not a lot of record companies will cater to the artist's dream and vision and true art. And it's just like, well, we just need you to just make this music, this collabo and do whatever.
My team, you know,
that's awesome.
L7 number one has been, you know, super adamant on just being me, you know, me being me and allowing me to do what feels natural, you know, and then to bring it with Republic, you know, who is just a force, you know, a whole nother force is just makes it that much greater, you know, and I'm just around a great team of people who believe in what I do and know that I take my job seriously, so they don't have to worry about their job. You know?
Now let's get personal. I want
to
get too personal. What is your Let It Go song? Song you just wild out. Like, yo, if you hear this, I'm just going wild out. I got to pull over on the side of the road.
Oh, man.
I need to just bang this crazy. Like, don't talk to me until the song is over.
You know what song? It's just throwing me off right now thinking about it. But the first song that would come to my head, it's not brand new. What's that Rocco song?
Like one of them.
What's that Rocco song? We was just Future Rocco. You don't even know it. Oh,
okay.
My gosh, you put You Don't Even Know It on. Yeah, I lose it. All train of thought.
Okay.
It's just, you don't even know it.
Let me ask this. Now, a lot of people ask this question and they really don't know. But what do you believe, or what do you think the biggest misconception about you is? If you know, a lot of people's like, I didn't know I had people.
You know,
have a misconception
to be
about
honest,
me.
I don't know what the misconception is, but I've heard different people always come to me like, "Oh my God, like you're really cool. Like you're actually a cool guy. Like I thought you were gonna be like stuck up and too, you know, pretty boy, light skin type thing." And you know, I'm light skinned, and you know, if you want to call me a pretty boy, that's cool, but. You know, I don't do the pretty thing.
We're not all
you
know bad. What I'm saying?
Right. No, not at all. I'm very a free-spirited type person.
Yeah.
Like, life is good.
Mm-hmm.
Life isn't that serious.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Life isn't always, you know, so serious all the time.
It's
you know,
not.
Like Forrest said, you know, life is a box of chocolates.
I'm so mad at you that you quoted Forrest Gump.
Life is a box of chocolates,
like, seriously.
You know what I mean?
Would you say that's the best advice you ever had?
I'm telling you, something like it.
Really?
I can't say it's
the best
advice.
What's the best advice you ever got? You can put that on the B list.
The best advice I got is this from two people. One is my father, you know, and he always has told me just play it down.
Okay.
He always says play it down. Doesn't matter what it is, what you're walking into. I don't care if the show is your show.
Don't give it
show.
A lot of energy?
Don't give it a lot of energy, but don't hype yourself.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Allow them to witness.
Okay.
Don't give them their opinion.
Okay.
Because you can taint it, or, you know, you might add too much to it. You know what I mean? It's like walking into a room and it's my show and And I'm like, nah, I ain't trying to talk to nobody, you know, because I'm finna kill this. Mm-hmm. I'm finna go up here and kill this.
Right.
Know. Oh, yeah, y'all ready for this?
Because I'm finna kill this tonight. And ain't nobody even checking.
And not even that, but they're now their expectation is so high.
Right.
Now they're waiting on the epicness to happen. And then you just never reach that expectation.
Mm-hmm.
But if I walk in and I'm saying, hey, I'm shaking hands. I'm here just like you here.
Right.
It's just I have something to do in a few minutes. You know what I mean? And when I get up there, a lot of times I love it when people come to me like, dude, I was just having a conversation with you. I didn't know that you were here to do that. And I didn't know you could do that. It's cool.
Right.
I'd rather it be that way because now your response is genuine.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Let me ask this. Your opinion on the current events, things that's going on.
Yeah.
That's a lot going on.
Yeah,
I mean, you could talk about the Bill Cosby issue. You could talk about the racial profiling. You could talk about police brutality, the Mike Brown, Ferguson, and New York and everything. What is, if you can, just what is your opinion on everything? What are your views? What's your advice for people that are out there protesting?
I don't like to do too much. Yeah, I don't like to give my opinion too much about about this. You know, in the world today, it's very sensitive and everybody has different views, but for me, I think that that's why I work so hard with my music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
The world right now is going through something.
Yeah.
But let's not act like it's new. It's just the internet. We have so much access now. It's on our phones. It's on our iPads. It's on our iPods.
Yeah.
It's right there. So now we're seeing events in places that we thought weren't like this, but it's always been like this.
Right.
You know what I mean? And
right.
It's hurtful, yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of pain that's out there. And I think that I'm one person.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a duty. And my duty is to try to fill your soul with love.
Mm-hmm.
If I can do that, then maybe you can go to the next person and fill their soul with love.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll go to the next person. Each one teach one. I mean, we can't say it's going to change tomorrow. We can't, you know.
But you got to work.
I'm not as critical as a lot of the people. I'm not trying to do it right now. Mm-hmm. It's almost like Obama, you know. I need four terms. I need two terms. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not this. I'm not that.
Yeah.
Give me some time to get this together. Right.
You know, and I think that, you know, for me, I try to focus on the positive that's in the world. It's just like me being from Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
I hear so much negativity about Oakland. And it kills me because it's like, wait a minute, I grew up there.
Right. I mean,
you know, I've seen it.
Mm-hmm. But it's
not
like
that. But I
didn't
have to go through it.
Right.
Because I didn't want to go through it.
Okay.
People put themselves in those situations. I'm not talking about.
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, I'm not talking about nothing specific like Ferguson or anything
like that. I'm smart.
Like that.
I get it.
Right.
I get what you're saying.
But just for those people who like to think otherwise. No.
Right.
What I'm saying is that I focus on the positive sides of things.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can touch you, and though you may not know, understand me and know who I am, and you may be tense and whatever, you're scared, whatever, hey. I love you. It's good. Put some love in your heart. You know what I mean? I want to fuel your soul to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Transcend. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the only way we're going to change the world is we all have to transcend. I mean, it goes from the sexism that's going on today between men and women.
Mm-hmm.
It's like we have to transcend together, not just men change for women or women change for men. We have to change as a whole. So, you know, I'm going to just start with the music.
Okay.
I'm going to start with it with people's ears first.
That's good. And I think that music is a great teacher.
Exactly.
As long as it's orchestrated right.
Exactly.
So let's just ask everyone how can we reach you? How can we, you know, reach out to you? You did mention social media.
Yeah.
So those that just got out.
Yeah.
Or just woke up from a coma.
Yeah, wake up.
Yeah, right? how can we reach you? Twitter,
you
IG?
You can find me on Twitter, at AdrianMarcel510. I'm on IG, Adrian Marcel. I know people like to find selfies and stuff. I don't do all the selfies all the time.
You did one with me.
I did, you know. But see, exactly.
But
see,
I'm special.
Say that again.
You did one with me.
With you.
With me.
Exactly.
Right.
you could, for anything sure and everything, so. Adrian Marcel, you could go to AdrianMarcel.com. You know. Google, YouTube, all that.
You're on the podium right now.
Thank you.
Tell everybody why they need to pick up the mixtape, why they need to download the single. Tell everybody right now.
I mean,
anybody
if you
listening.
Haven't been listening to this whole show, maybe you haven't got the moral of today, the moral of the story today.
Love.
Fuel your soul.
Yes.
Please do it. Like, just go out. I mean, whether it's iTunes, whether it's live mixtapes, you know, whether it's just YouTube, whatever, just to hear it, listen. You need this 7 days a week, W-E-A-K, week after next, again, W-E-A-K,
mm-hmm.
album pretty soon, Pound GMFU. Yeah.
Okay. And because he cute.
You know.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, like, well, wait a minute. Puppy dogs and babies is cute.
You cute. You cute to me? You sexy?
I can't just be hand. Okay, see, there you we sexy? Go. I'll take sexy.
You
there
cute.
We go.
See, people be listening to me that I go home to. And then I got to get questioned.
Well, you got to tell
why
that
he
brother.
Why he got to be sexy?
Why
though?
He got to be sexy? Just be
okay. I just, okay, that's
that
my
term,
safe word.
I get it.
That's
get
my
it.
Safe word, okay?
I get you. I get you.
Right.
See, look, I had to catch up.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm going to call you
cute.
You got
to give me the sign. You got to give me the eyes. You cute? Wait, wait. Okay, look. Chill out.
Oh, you want to wink at brothers now.
See, now I'm in trouble.
No, she not winking at all. I mean, her eyes.
She just blinking. She not winking.
She not even blinked this whole time. She didn't even look at me.
Adrian Marcel, it's always a pleasure.
It's a pleasure.
Thank
brother.
You so much.
Thank you.
All right.